से आपका महाराज को बहुत मालूम हो गया, इतने उदाहरण होंगे कि क्या मुझे पता नहीं है। उस समय महाराज जी हम लोग इतने महिला के रखते थे, कोई एक पैसा प्रणामी दे देते थे, पैसा एक एक पैसा महाराज जी कहा देते, तुम लोग हजम कर नहीं पाओगे, तुम लोग मरोगे दिशा में। आज तो ब्रह्मचारी समझ की पकड़ में महाराज की सही बात है, मानो की मांग सब ये सब बात रहे हैं, बात रहे हैं। जो पैसा रखेगा वो जरूर करेगा। खबरदार सन्यासी ब्रह्मचारी मन के रखने वाले, एक पैसा भी मत रखना, उसमें बीस लगा हुआ है तुम लोग हजम नहीं कर सकते। बस तो हम नहीं जब भी बात करके फिर संसार में जाना
संसार अपने चल जाते हैं। श्री महाराज जी किसी प्रकार से जी गौ उम्र में आप लोग अपने आप की पुत्री के भांति, अपने पुत्र के भांति, जैसे जो बहू के द्वारा गुजार के द्वारा रक्षा करते थे, और उनके पुत्र शासन और पुत्र परिवार उनके भी स्नेह भी था। जब भी हम लोग बीमार हो जाते थे, हम लोग मुझे इतना पैसा नहीं था ये प्राइवेट डॉक्टर दिखा है, बस अस्पताल अस्पताल में भर्ती करते थे। मुझे कितने कोरोना में स्वयं जाते थे, अपने सिर पर हाथ रखते थे, कोरोना के थे हम खुद जाते। इसलिए तो हमने महाराज के साथ में पिता ही खा करती थी, बड़े दिन आज तक मैंने खड़ा कर दी। अभी करते थे जब उनको शिक्षा देते थे किस प्रकार हम में रह सके।
Oh, boy, God. Thank you. Thank you. और कोई हो उसी के कमरे में सिविल के ऊपर पाता पंची का रखा हुआ है ताकि हम लोग पीछा आने का कष्ट करें। हरे कृष्ण
ओम शांति निदं सुमस्यं ज्ञानञ्जसभाकय चक्षुर्विषदितं येन वैष्णवे पञ्चाकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैः पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो गुरवे गौरचक्राय राधिकाय नित्यदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसति बहु भक्त वृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षात् परिग्रहे पुत्रे पूजायते नमः। नमो गौरकिशोराय सप्तापूषपुरकाय गौरं श्रीपद्मपेक्षिताय राधाभावनिषे Supranamantras, you're describing the characteristics of Sitya Krishna, Vishnu, Shiva, Mori, Krishna, Das, Goswami Maharaj, the exalted Paramahamsa Mahabhagavat, who we have been hearing about in glorious qualities. Here, Shilvamirasa Srinivaraj proposed the service, and he said, Samo Gauraki Shalaya Bhaktava Bhuta Bhutai. That actually he appeared like a Pavadrupa. The Pavadrupa personality is a highly, highly advanced, realized soul who is completely connected with the transcendental realm, although he is physically, apparently living here in this material realm. But he has no identification with it. And he is not functioning according to the ordinary social norms and expectations of this mundane world. Because he can very clearly see the platform of pure spiritual reality. And he is touching that 24 hours daily. He is completely connected with the supreme absolute truth and the Nitya Lila of Sri Krishna, living in the Holy Dhamma. So even though Srila Gauri Shardas Babaji Maharaj exhibited externally extreme renunciation, as you just heard, his renunciation was reminding everyone of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who also exhibited such extreme degree of detachment and renunciation to this world. So his renunciation reminded everyone of him. And as mentioned, like the lines which are drawn in a stone, you cannot erase it, it's firmly fixed. But how is that possible? Not by imitation, not by just attempting to slay the symptoms, but these symptoms were coming automatically. Because internally, what was his divine realization? Well, he was completely, as he just sang in this song, he was constantly singing Radhe Radhe, so his 10 schools of separation, wandering the Sri Vrindavan Dham and Sri Navadvipayapur Dham, absorbed in the eternal sacrifice of the Supreme Lord and tasting that nectar. So, in this Pranam Mantra, saying, Bhaktavan Kupanurdaye, Gaurambri, Padma Vrindaya, he was like a bumble bee. That is always hovering about the sweet transcendental lotus feet of Gautama Mahaprabhu and Sri Navadvipa. And also, Radha Bhava Nishedri. He was absorbed constantly in the rules of service, Radha Dasya, which was exemplified by our So trying to stop the charges from the Lord of God with his body. So in this very high state, most of all in the state of transcendental consciousness, he would externally exhibit activities which were logical, unfathomable, not understandable by the general public. And his instructions were also sometimes surprising or shocking demons to the persons who would come to him. But underlying all of his instructions, he would show mercy, always showing mercy, by trying to give the proper conception. Because the neophytes, the has materialistic tendency always for cheating, always there is kamatya, sukinati, deceitfulness, hypocrisy, which is invading the heart. With the pure Vaishnavas, they are always aware of these tendencies in the conditioned souls, and for their benefit, they are always trying to point out these tendencies. Firstly, sometimes smashing these tendencies of hypocrisy. But she was looking down the Prabhupada, described, they are holding the sacrificial sword in hand, just like sometimes when they perform Guru Puja, that they sacrifice a goat or something. So the neck of the goat is lying on the chopping block, and the slaughter is holding up his hand, and he is in his hand is the sacrificial sword. So what is this indicating? This is indicating that Sri Guru, with harsh words sometimes, but very mercifully, he takes the sacrificial sword, and what is the end of the animal? It is the false ego. It is the tendency for hypocrisy and cheating of the disciple, which is aggravating the spirit of progress. So he takes that sacrificial sword, and he cuts off his false ego. So Srila Bhakti Sarvati Bhakti Maharaj was so merciful in this way, everyone who came to him, no one could cheat him. No one could cheat the pure devotees, because he is true Kavasya. He understands everyone's heart, and he knows exactly what medicine to give them. Once there was one Bhattacharya. He was somewhat of an excursion. He approached Srila Bhakti Sarvati Bhakti Maharaj. So please, Bhavati Maharaj, I want to receive instructions on confidential practice of Ashtakami and Vila Smara. I want that you will give me this instruction so that I can meditate upon the eightfold daily pastime of Krishna and Krishna and become absorbed in this. And Shri Bhavati Maharaj answered him, oh, I do not have so much leisure time right now. Maybe you come back later when I have some time that I can instruct you. Then again, this man returned back another time and requested the same. Babaji Maharaj again said to him, oh, I don't have time now, please come back again. Again and again, this person approached, and each time Babaji Maharaj spoke like this. But then finally, Babaji Maharaj, this person, began to get the message, and he said, oh, please instruct me for my welfare then. Please tell me what I should do. And Srila Bhakti Sharadas Bhakti Maharaj, then he spoke him. He said, if a person is attached to an ordinary coin, a little bit of money, in this
don't go away.
Platform, two stories high, that they are climbing up on this high platform. But what are they doing from this platform? Simply passing schools. Why? because they have no conception what is the actual value of this Ashtakavya Sutra that he told. If you want to understand these things, then you will have to come into the association of the pure Vaishnavas. You will have to chant Harinam in their association. You will have to constantly serve the Vaishnavas. Then when your heart is purified, then in course of time, your Siddha Deva, your transcendental external spiritual identity, then it will manifest. And then you will be able to properly understand what is Ashtakavya Yoga Bhaja. So, Srila Gaura Kishoradas Bhakti Maharaj always would give such beneficial instructions to people who would come to him. Another man, he came to Bhakti Maharaj from Vrindavan. And he said, at that time, Bhakti Maharaj, he covered himself with cloth. And also he covered his feet. And this man came and approached him, Bhakti Maharaj, please give me some instructions that you are my, I'm accepting you as my spiritual master, so please give me some instructions. Then Bhakti Maharaj said, it is better that you should go somewhere else, because I am not really a Vaishnava. He was covering his feet so that no one would touch his feet. And then he said, better that you go to others. There are so many gurus who will very happily, they will extend their feet out so that you can touch their feet. And they will reward you with so many luxuries. You will be able to have very nice puri and halava. And he made so many sweet preparations, opulent preparations. These gurus, they can actually reward you. They can give you some anukul, things that are favorable for your dasha. Like this in a sarcastic way. He was telling to this man, finally this man, he understood the message. And then, so Babaji Maharaj, please tell me that how should I actually proceed forward? And then he said, you should eat rice, which is soaked in water, that means pangabat. In Bengal, they take the rice that is cooked from the previous day, they soak it in water overnight, and then in the morning they drain off the water. It's a very, very simple way of living, and Srila Gaura Kishoradas Bhakti Maharaj sometimes even lived to eat that. He said that you should sit on a straw mat, you should wear cloth that no one will steal, like this, telling him you should look very simply, and you should chant Harinam in the association of the Vaishnavas. If you chant Harinam under their guidance, in their association, living in this simple way, then you can attain your ultimate benefit, what will actually be unimproved for you. So like this, Srila Gaura Kishoradas Bhakti Maharaj, there are so many incidences of his life and teaching, but he is showing the position of great mercy to clearly reveal the hypocrisy that lies hidden within the heart of the conditioned soul. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written in the Mother Diksha to also teach the sadhaka how he has to become free from kapatya putinati, arechitta prosya kapatasutinati bharakara. He says that, my dear mind, you are bathing yourself in the trickling urine of the donkey, of hypocrisy and deceitfulness. And you are thinking that by bathing in this trickling urine, now you have become purified. Suddenly, this foolish mind is trying to see that this will be beneficial. So, Srila Gaura Kishoradas Bhakti Maharaj very kindly pointed this out. And this is the nature of the pure Vaishnava. They do not want to see that their disciples, that those who have come to them, will be cheated. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, there is the cheaters and the cheated. Srila Gaura Kishoradas Sarasvati Thakur said this. Simply cheaters and cheated in Kali Yuga. But the pure Vaishnavas will never cheat anyone. Not unless they want to cheat their own self, then they will simply neglect them. But if someone comes to the lotus feet of the pure Vaishnava, and they mercifully are able to approach that Vaishnava for instruction, then they should expect that in course of time, he will reveal to them what are the flaws in their character, what are the flaws in their attempts to perform bhakti. And by mercifully revealing this to us, then only can our help us attain. So I remember that our what a privilege to have been done to the right of Swami Maharaj to talk to us when he came to the Western countries. He said that some persons are thinking that if they go and study in the university, oh, if they get some PhD as comparative religious study or any of these kind of philosophical subject matter, then they will be able to do proper preaching and they will actually be able to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Gurudev said they will be ruined. They will be ruined because they are hearing from my body. They are hearing from atheistic persons. And by disassociation, they will be ruined and they will go down. And then Srila Gurudev said, I have not gone to any university myself. Only university I have gone to is the University of Srila Gaurangi Shordash Babaji Maharaj. So if you're a Vaishnava, you understand what is Shuddha, what is pure devotion to Radha and Krishna. And he is only interested in disseminating that message within this world, not through some hypocritical display of learning or knowledge, but by actual realization. So Srila Gaurangi Shordash Babaji Maharaj was the highest such personality who was constantly exhibiting these exalted qualities of the highest wisdom Mahabhagwa. And we are also so fortunate that we have the association of our Gurudev, who is kindly and mercifully always correcting us, trying to steer us in the right direction, tirelessly, not giving up on us, and always trying to give us the wealth that is within his heart. So I'm praying at his lotus feet that today that he will bless all of us, that we can actually go on this path of bhakti and serve our Guru Parampara without any deceitfulness and hypocrisy, and that we can develop the quality of saralata, simplicity, the inside and outside of each the same. Gaura Vrindavanadevi,
Lord Srila Prabhupada
Maharaj,
in very small age also, he left his home, went to Vrindavan in Braj, very small age. He did not even know to write the beginning alphabets of Hindi, never been to school. But from the mouth of the Vaishnavas, especially from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's association, he remained. No ordinary people had such tattva-gyan as he had. When Babaji used to say Navadip Dham, the very renowned one, Pran Gopal Shastri, famous scholar. He was famous all over Bengal. But when he was preaching Bhagavat, that part Babaji Maharaj was crossing by. He was doing his part, his preaching about the gopis Parakya Bhav. He was preaching Braj Golok, there is not there in Braj Golok. He was only in this material world, manifest pastime, when he comes, then he is manifesting this parakya. There he is always Sakya. Babaji Maharaj Gosain, what you are speaking? Do you know what you are speaking? In Golok Vrindavan, is coming itself here to this planet. Chaitanya Charitamrita also is written, and other places also, that Krishna brings his moods, emotions, and all his Parakya Bhav associates, whatever they are. Now with his associates, he comes to this place. There is no difference between the two. What is in Golok Vrindavan, there is not. It is not here also, it is not. Babaji, that preacher became speechless. He offered his obeisances at his feet and asked forgiveness. To have the gyan, knowledge of sattva, it is not possible in university, in college, like Padmanabha Maharaj was speaking just now.
Wow.
When I was in US, somebody came to me, some people, that I am going in university for PhD. I am studying. You have fallen down. You will fall down from bhakti. Going to school, whatever your guru has taught, they can teach more than that? Never. Then by performing PhD, you will never be able to come to bhakti, rather you will fall down. Nowadays, many people in ISKCON, they are going to big universities. You can go, you don't have to go to the universities. Our most respected Raman Maharaj used to say, only I remain who can, who is in this bhakti, whoever has gone to college, university, they have not come back. How will you be saved? I will all the time, because said in Vaishnava service, Gurudev said, I also think those who have gone to school, college, they did not return back. Our in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, one, he is here now also. He was a brahmachari of Math. He went to study Sanskrit in a Sanskrit university college, and he didn't return back from there. Now married, his children, now he is now starting to work, finding a job. Where he was serving the Lord, now he is serving the Maya. Went from bhakti, fell down. That is why school colleges, we don't need to go to all these places. Whatever knowledge we have, that is enough. Studying all these things, if you haven't studied, you are not well literate. Do not worry. Study the Siddhant philosophy properly with the Vaishnavs. Whatever Tattva Gyan the Vaishnavs have, they will impart you all this knowledge, and also you will get Prema Bhakti of Bhagavan. I twisted so many angles. He said, I can't hear. I twisted so many angles. I don't know, I just shut off like this.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Externally, he had no education. He could not write then. But he had all the documents with him. One time in Bengal, there was one Goswami named Ramgopal Shastri. He was very, very learned. It was one time he was giving a lecture.
See what day they are going
to recite.
27, they recited.
Ramgopal Shastri was saying, go to Vrindavan, there is no
Hathira.
There is
only
Hathira, the marriage relationship between Krishna and Gopi. But when Krishna comes to this world, there is only Hathira, manifested only here.
And Nathdwara also. Nathdwara also.
You are speaking.
Nathdwara.
And he explained how when Sri Krishna comes from the Dham, he brings all the devotees with their original guru here also. There is no difference between the Lord of the Dham and this radical thing. What is not there will not be here also. So then, Krishna, he felt that, Rangapal Shastri, he felt the figure of Sri Govardhana Swami Maharaj begging forgiveness. So Guru used to say, we have only come to study at the University of Sri Gaudiya Bhakti Maharaj. When Guruji went to America the first time, then all the learned persons of ISKCON, don't remember their name, they came to the Gurudev. They were going to college and universities to do their PhD, etc. Guru once said, don't think you will learn anything more from them than that you are received from your spiritual master. Your spiritual master has been controlled on instruction. If you hear from these university academies who are also atheists, you will be diverted and your body will be lost. Guru Maharaj said, we saw that happen. Also, Sri Maharaj used to tell the disciples, I was the only one who went to school and survived. It means we did not become a materialist. Why? The only reason that the modification is so itself, how do you put it by yourself? If we could have said, we have also seen it, you much. There was one brahmachari who came to mind, who was very much fond of reading Sanskrit to Brahma. Then he went to the Sanskrit home, he never came back. From there he married, had children, and raised his children. Therefore, when we come to the mind, whatever education we come with, that is more than enough. We will just by hearing and studying the Vaishnavas, all titles come together, all knowledge of Krishna's power, the energy, will automatically come to us by the process of hearing, and also by studying Vaishnavas, we will also achieve the great goal of Shanava.
They could hear. They did not hear.
इसके पहले
श्री वेद भागवतम देख श्री वेद भागवतम देख
गोपियाँ
बिफोर दिस दी गोपी
शुक्रदेव गोस्वामी गोपियों के माध्यम से बतला रहे हैं
तो जी मीडियम ऑफ दी गोपी थी सेंग
एक शीलर
देखो जी बीयर ऑफ सोब्रेड और गो ऑफ ब्रेड ये बाउस फॉर श्री वेद ये बाउस आर फॉर्चुनेट ये बाउस आर फॉर्चुनेट the birds of this place, they are so qualified. Sitting on the branch of bhakti, meditating on Krishna's lotus flute, they are quiet and listening to this flute song. And the rivers? The rivers? They are with their arms of their waist, they are offering lotus flowers to their to the lotus feet of Krishna. First of all, they embrace, rise up to his chest and try to embrace him. But when Krishna neglects them, then they fall down at his feet and offer these lotus flowers. The clouds, they give very cooling, soothing shade to Krishna. Even higher than us, these most fortunate are these aborigines. Girls, the tribal girls, they are superior. Like this, they are describing, and then they describe that, superior to them are the Sakhas, who are always with Krishna. Thousands of years if you perform austerities, who have purified their heart. Those who cannot meditate on Bhagavan for a second. And here the Sakhas, they are, how fortunate they are. They are rolling on this ground in the dust, playing with them, eating. So fortunate these Sakhas. For birth and birth, when sadhana is performed, lot of following rules and regulations, sometimes somehow you are able to purify your heart. But yogis also, they are, cannot achieve even one grain of dust from the feet of such sakha, such yogis also. And as Bhagavan Brijanandan himself, they are actually fighting, wrestling, playing with these sakhas. What fortune these red sky kids have. Now in Sakhara, they are describing now. In these gopis, what to speak about their pastimes of these, what they are doing with Krishna. Who can have direct darshan of the big yogis who are in their yoga, in their meditation, they cannot even meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And these kids of Braj, Sri Shukadeva Goswami is speaking all this, that they are so fortunate. Why these pastimes are being described? Whose heart towards which rust has greed or has this heart, he has some point of trace of that bhav. That part times dasaras, vatsalaras, maduras, hearing them, hearing these pastimes, they will manifest this greed in their heart. This greed will come in their heart. That is why. And who has some greed, their greed will be nourished. Like this. That is why Shukadeva Goswami is describing all this. Feeding. When Krishna goes for grazing the cows, then he performs various astonishing pastimes with the sakas. Shukadeva Goswami is describing those very pastimes. Sometimes Krishna, with the cowherd boys wrestling, he becomes tired. He killed Agasur, Bakasur, Kant. Just in a fraction of a second, he killed them. And with those sakas, when he is wrestling, Sometimes he defeats Sridham, sometimes Sridham is on his chest, sometimes he loses, sometimes Sridham loses. And they are more or less equal. With the effort of this wrestling, when he becomes tired, then at the banks of River Yamuna, very beautiful, fragrant, cool wind is blowing. And in the shade of the kadam tree, there are flowers decorating the kadam tree. These are very fragrant, these flowers. And secondly, Radhaji is considered, it is Radharani called Kamal Vriksha. Why? Because her complexion is like the kadam tree, and he sits near the, under the kadam tree. First, made by Vrinda Devi or by the sakas, the very soft leaves, the reddish, just very newborn leaves and flowers, just like a rose flower, and its petals he takes, and he takes out the petals. Also, the similar lotus flowers, he just takes out the petals and made a very beautiful bed for Krishna. And Krishna is sleeping on that very cool, soothing, fragrant petals. Sridham, Radha's brother, he puts his head in his lap. All the sakas, the rest of the sakas, what are they doing? Somebody is massaging, somebody is massaging legs, somebody feet, somebody hand. All the sakas have this desire that I should make a bed mattress of petals of flowers for Krishna. I should, they massage them. So he expands himself. They make thousands and thousands of pots of lotus petals, mattress of lotus, and he expands himself thousands, and he rests simultaneously in how can 5, 10, 20 people massage one Krishna. So he gives chance to all the sakas, like this very astonishing pastimes. Who can describe the glories of the sakas? They are massaging his lotus feet directly. Lakshmiji also does not have this fortune. She can only massage Narayan's lotus feet. She wanted to enter the Ras, she can enter. She can't enter in bed. And these sakas, they are so fortunate. They have made a fan out of soft leaves, and with the, and they have also made a bouquet of the flowers and made a fan. Nowadays you have such fans, electric fans. Earlier, the mothers to their kids, children, the ladies, the wives, to their husbands, the sisters, to their brothers, how much was needed, so lovingly they would fan their relatives. Now you just switch it off. Oh, it is going so fast, it can be slowed down. You need a regulator. There is no love in this fan. But that fan is full of fame. It is full. It is a bouquet of love. Now all these things are so much lacking in all these things. Some gopalas melting their hearts, melted in love, they are increasing the joy, the bliss of Sri Krishna, and they are singing those very pastimes which they have performed or performing with Krishna, like Mother Yashoda, along with her churning the yogurt or other tasks performing. She is singing newer and newer, fresher and fresher songs, just like the Sakis. They have to say Adhikam. These kids and their singing. Sakhas are also no less. In the poetry, they are making, singing very beautifully. And Krishna is singing, hearing these pastimes and fanning Krishna very sweetly. Now here, the Sakharas of Sakhas are finishing to describe, and now they are going further. Here. Yashoda Mahabhaga, the most fortunate mother, Yashoda. With astonishment, again exclamation, they are speaking. Parikshit Maharaj is saying, O Brahman, Shukadev Goswami. To Shukadev Goswami, he says, Maharaj, or Nanda Baba, they are saying, what austerities has Nanda Baba performed, or what he has given in charity, and what holy fonts he has taken bath, that Nanda Baba is saying, bring my sandals off my feet, he brings on his head. And he gives order to Krishna. He loves him, Krishna. He loves Krishna, taking him in his lap. Shows affection to him, pats him. Whom? Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the originator of Narayan, also is coming from him. Such Krishna, he takes him in his lap. Yashoda Mahabhaga, most fortunate. And this Yashoda, the most fortunate, she also. What did she do? That Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she is giving her breast milk. She is giving the milk of her breast. And Krishna's hunger, it never decreases. He would drink more and more and more. What austerities did they perform? It was described. Drone or Dhara, then Dhara, they performed austerity. This is not correct. This is just to cheat the ordinary people. They said, so you have Drone and Dhara, austerities they will perform, and in these austerity, by these austerities, when they gain perfection, when Brahmaji gave boom, Nanda and Baba, they combine in the forms of Nanda and Baba. And they raise the Vatsalyaras. When the past times were finished, and Drona and Dhara, again they went to heavenly planets. Like this, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, what have they done? These descriptions are being described there. Maybe we'll stop. Tomorrow also. Rest. Rest day. But still we will have katha in the morning, in the evening also. And day after. We will have Charan Pahari, etc., etc., places we will visit for Kila one and others. Translation.
Yesterday we heard how the deer are fortunate, the cows are fortunate, the dogs are fortunate, the birds are fortunate, especially when the birds are fortunate.
those birds that actually bring Krishna their greetings. Hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they have stopped their chirping and have become silent. The rivers, by their arms in the form of waves, offer flowers and embrace the chest of Krishna, but being neglected by him, they come to the feet. The clouds offer shade and cooling rainfall in the form of tears. The superior to them are the Pulithi girls. The superior to the Pulithis are the friends of Krishna, the sons of Krishna, because they are always with him. Therefore, last night we heard, he comes to some brothers who come to Kutya, that's not going to come to our day of day. If you are the yogi, after thousands of years of performing sacrificial yajna, with their purified mind, even they cannot see them as feet of Krishna. But these coward boys are always with the Krishna directly. For thousands of years, yogis perform austerities from the different branches of the yoga, like yam and niyam. Birth after birth, they endeavor. Their intelligence becomes fixed, but still they cannot catch one special dust at the feet of Sri Krishna. But the coward boys are playing directly with those souls who would understand by the street how fortunate they are, the Vedanta Swami is describing. What to speak of? Playing with Krishna, and yogi can even meditate upon him. Therefore, the question may arise, then why is the Vedanta Swami describing such a person? By describing the sweetness of Satyara, friendship rules, Satyara, parental rules, and Madhurira, conjugal rules. By using the sweetness of these pastimes, one may develop a greed to also enter into those pastimes and serve accordingly. There was a cowboy and a cowboy. The cowboy boys are moving place to place, performing wonderful lilas. One time, Sri Krishna was wrestling with the cowboy, especially Sri Ram, and he fell tired. That same Sri Krishna who killed huge demons like Agasura and Makasura in less than a second, by wrestling with Sri Ram, he became exhausted. Sometimes he would defeat Sri Ram, sometimes he was defeated by Sri Ram. Therefore, Krishna went to the back of the Yamuna, and a very cool, sweet breeze was blowing there. And Krishna took rest under one Kadamba tree. Why? Because that is the color of Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika, she always rested under the Kamal tree, because that is the complexion of Krishna. But Kadamba tree had a very sweet smell. And Vrinda, or the coward boy, had made a very soft bed for Krishna, composed of taking the petals of the flowers, removing the scent and covering them with a soft cloth. Krishna would rest his head on the lap of Sri Ram, and the other coward boys would mount his feet. So there are beautiful coward boys, and all one performed the service of making the bed for Krishna and mounting his feet. Therefore, it is arranged by Yoga Maya that thousands of millions of suckers make thousands of beds, and Krishna accepts thousands of forms and takes and lies on those beds, and each coward boy gets a chance to personally massage Krishna. Nevertheless, those suckers are even more fortunate than Lakshmi. Lakshmi is not so fortunate. She can only catch hold of the feet of the Narayan, but she cannot enter Rama Mandal. She cannot touch the feet of Krishna like a coward boy. Therefore, would have said previously, can we just do by hand? The mother would fan the son by hand, the sister would fan the brother, the wife would fan the husband. Now let's press the angry button. Of course, there is no pressure now. All these things are being covered now. Therefore, the coward boys would take branches and holding the stems of the branches, they would fan the Christians. They would also sing for him to join them. Madhya Sona sings Govinda Dhamma Dharma Devati. The Gopi sang Gopi Ji, etc. But the suckers are not less than them, singing in a very soft, sweet way. Krishna falls asleep. Therefore, Sudhir Goswami here completes the description of Satyara, and he describes the good fortune of Madhya Sona, who served Krishna as Vatsalira. Nanda Kinkaro, Ramana, Prayneva Mahadoya, Sutanava Mahabhara, Papa Yasu, Kanamri. It is asked, what austerity did Nanda Baba perform? What holy places did he take part in? What mantra did he chant? Did he just say to Krishna, hey, absolute truth. Bhagavan Sri Narayana is only a part of him. Because Mother Yashoda is more fortunate than even Mandabhava. Because she speaks milk directly from her breast to Sri Krishna, whose thirst is never exhausted, therefore he drinks more and more. What austerity did she do? In the Bhagavatam it says that Jona Dara performed austerity to please Lord Brahma, thereby achieved the meditation of taking the position of Nanda Yashoda. But actually, this is just what she did, a common person. Actually, Jona Dara, being blessed by Lord Brahma, is into the body of Nanda Yashoda. And in the body of Nanda Yashoda, they attended Vastavira, and after the completion of Krishna's process, they went to get back to the head of the planet. Hare Krishna. The Buddha has been in communication and today, the Kumaravini has sacrificed 10 trains of 5 Kapoor of Maharaj. Your name will be announced in the entire 35. One more announcement. Today is our last race day. Kalka has been coming in. Kalka is almost the last piece of the Gostavar session. It is the Samari Gostavar is the 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 Gostavar is Today, 9:35 Michigan Jabram, the Pakista Maharaj, the Pakovinda Maharaj, the Pakwan Maharaj, the Pakuri Maharaj, Pakoya Panamai, the Pujapan, the Pika, the Pakinda Samai.